Well, China could be about to increase its presence in the Asia Pacific. There are reports this morning that it's held talks with the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu about building a permanent military base there. That could see Chinese military presence about 2,000 kilometres off the Australian east coast. Neither the Chinese government nor Vanuatu have so far confirmed these reports. And Australia's Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, told us earlier here on Breakfast that she has no information that China was planning to build a military base, though she did acknowledge that China has been a more visible presence in the Pacific lately.
I'm aware that China is more engaged in the Pacific. Chinese vessels visited Vanuatu last year as part of a broader visit to the region, but these sorts of visits are normal for many navies around the world. We have very good relationships with Vanuatu, and I remain confident that Australia is Vanuatu's strategic partner of choice.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop speaking to us a short time ago. Well, Professor Rory Medcalf is the head of National Security College at the ANU. Rory Medcalf, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
These reports are written up in the Fairfax Press, not confirmed by the major players. Would it surprise you that China's considering building a military base in Vanuatu?
Look, it is somewhat surprising. Certainly, the aspiration for China to build a military base in the short term does seem surprising. And I'm a little bit heartened to hear the Foreign Minister's comment just now that the government has no information on this. But nonetheless, we have to assume that the reports have some basis, and we have to really ask the questions that would establish whether, in fact, China has this intent, what its objectives are, and what this means for us.
Let's go to...
There are indeed reasons for China to think about this.
Okay, we'll come to what this means for us, but you heard that little grab of Julie Bishop there. She said she's confident Australia remains Vanuatu's strategic partner of choice. Is that confidence well placed?
So, again, it depends heavily on whether there's truth to these news reports. I think it's fair to say that there is pretty intense competition now to be partner of choice for Vanuatu and other Pacific Island states. And I think Australia has played that role for many, many years, but China is beginning to mount a challenge. So, look, it's not altogether surprising that China would be considering a security presence in the South Pacific, but I would have thought it would make sense for China to focus first on the Indian Ocean, where indeed it's already established a very substantial military base.
Well, that's right. It is focusing on there. But we do know that China and Vanuatu are developing close ties. China's believed to have contributed more than $2 billion in aid to Vanuatu over the past 10 years. I think just last week, Beijing committed to building a new residence for the Prime Minister of Vanuatu. Do you think that it's dangerous in times like this, with that going on, for Australia to keep cutting its aid to our region, because there have been significant and sequential cuts over the last, you know, four or five budgets?
Look, I think it's not only aid. I think it's the whole range of soft power assets that Australia has or has had at its disposal, going all the way back to, getting rid of the Radio Australia broadcast into the region in the 1990s. So Australia has to recognise that development assistance serves a very strong strategic purpose in the neighbourhood, and we're playing against a major power there. So I certainly think that there's a strong national security interest for Australia to maintain high and concerted levels of development assistance to the region.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 19 minutes to nine. Our guest is Professor Rory Medcalf, head of the National Security College at the ANU, the Australian National University. Let's go to what it means or what's at stake here. An Australia defence paper in 2016 said, and I quote, "Australia cannot be secure if Pacific Island countries become a source of threat. This includes the threat of a foreign military power seeking influence in ways that could challenge the security of our maritime approach." Now, China is not a hostile power, but it is a foreign military power. What do you think its presence could do in terms of our security in the region?
So, and we can come back perhaps to China's reasons for this later on if there's time, Fran, but going all the way back to 1942 to the Imperial Japanese aggressive role in the Pacific back then, There's no question that it's been a mainstay of Australian policy ever since to prevent a major foreign power, particularly a foreign power that has the potential to launch military action against Australia in some future contingency, from establishing a foothold in the South Pacific. So if these reports in the Fairfax media are true, if there are preliminary talks or even advanced talks underway on a Chinese military presence in Vanuatu, it would amount to an accumulated failure of Australian policy, with, I think, quite profound implications for our defence and national security interests.
Can you spell that out a bit more for us, what the profound implications would be?
Well, it means that for the first time, a major military power with the possibility of playing a role in future confrontation with Australia would be able to project force directly from a regional country towards Australian territory, but more particularly to interdict shipping, to interrupt shipping in the region, to collect intelligence, and indeed to be positioned basically between Australia and the United States, and between Australia and its other allies.
And that's the key strategic element of this, isn't it? If you go to why China might want to do that, is that why potentially China might want to do that, to have sort of one up, if you like, on the US, which in a sense has had free reins in terms of the waters?
Look, I don't think that a potential Chinese military presence in the South Pacific would necessarily be targeted at Australia, but negative implications for Australia's interests would be a major side effect of that. China has a whole range of other reasons as to why it might want to have a military presence. Some of those are relatively benign, helping Chinese nationals, evacuating them in a crisis, providing disaster relief, etc. But some of them can be quite troubling as well. So, for
example, just on that, what would be the troubling reasons?
Projecting force, protecting future Chinese resource exploitation activities in the region that might be contentious or controversial, intensive fishing or deep seabed mining. This is looking to the long-term future, but it's quite a real prospect. There's even the possibility that China could do what it's done before, back in 1980, and that is use the open oceans of the South Pacific as a location for missile testing, and therefore to be monitoring those weapons testing activities. So there's a whole range of reasons as to why China could be there. It's just that I think it is not as strategically central to China as the Indian Ocean, where China's energy supplies have to transit. And that's why it's a little bit surprising that China would be making this move now.
Rory Medcalf, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Fran.
Rory Medcalf, head of the National Security College at the Australian National University.